her heart. At 29, my mother escaped the fate of her spinster sisters who remained in their mother's domain. She would live her life. She raised 4 children and silently endured the death of 2 while my father patrolled backwoods roads. For 9 years, she labored in a raw country house whose sewage erupted in the cellar. Tent caterpillars coated the fruit trees in the spring. She read to us, and in the summer organized little circuses. And I remember her striding from the back door when a neighbor slapped my sister. She wore homicide on her face.